Welcome to Calvary Church, where we are dedicated to loving God and loving people. If you want to know more about us, please check us out online at calvary.ca. Now let's check out this week's message from our lead pastor, Stephen McDonald.
Welcome to our Good Friday service as we continue through Holy Week leading up to Resurrection Sunday. It's always great to see so many of you out to our annual Good Friday family breakfast with all the family and our communion services. I hope everyone enjoyed their breakfast today. Hope you did at home, wherever you are. Big thanks to everyone who has volunteered on Team Calvary. You have done an outstanding job over the last month getting ready for this weekend, and it shows. And we hope that all of you that are visiting with us as our guests feel at home and feel welcome today. But now all of you can help us prepare for Sunday. You're a part of it as well. You can reach out to that individual, your friend, your family, your neighbor, who you've been meaning to invite but just never got around to it. Take an invitation, put it in their hand, tell them you'd love to see them come to your church. You know, your invitation could be linked to someone's eternal destination. And so don't miss that opportunity. Your life could be part of the plan that God has for the lives of the people around you. This season always offers fantastic opportunities that we don't have for the rest of the year as far as Sundays to invite people to come to church. Easter is a day when people that are far from God will often say yes to an invitation. And because people need hope. And people say, even in Canada, statistically, that most people that don't attend church will attribute the fact that nobody's ever invited me to church. Let's not see that become a reality. Let's invite as many people as possible. So I need your help in three simple areas as we prepare for Sunday. First one, pray. Pray for all of our services this coming Sunday, and most of all, pray for all those that are coming that need to know Jesus, that they would. Today, we're thankful to be joined with our Mandarin campus as we come together as one church. On Sunday, both our Mandarin campus and our main campus will be filled with people that come because we've been praying for them. Second thing I need you to do is to invite someone to come. Again, out of the 52 Sundays of the year, Easter is your best opportunity to get a yes. And then finally, I need you to participate. Whether you're joining us here in person or online, I want you to come and celebrate with us. And we look forward to seeing you. We look forward to being with you on Sunday as a church. We've got people that tune in and are a part of Calvary from all over the world. And so wherever you are today, we are so glad that you've taken the time to join us. And there's a live host on our live broadcast today. And so that if you're online, tell us where you're joining us from. Say hello. We'd love to hear from you. And if you're here in the house today and you're visiting with us, fill out one of those welcome home cards. Drop it off at the prayer wall at the end of the service or out at the Welcome Center. We'd love to get to know you and give you any kind of resources that will help you in your journey of faith. All right. Today, again, a significant day. A day that the cross stands at the center of things. And it's a day that many people will say it doesn't feel like a good day, like a good Friday. I don't know if that's the best description because it feels somber, it feels weighty. But it's because of what took place on this day that the good became actually the great. Because the cross reveals who Jesus truly is. This is the day that the suffering servant becomes the exalted Savior, whose name carries with it the power of salvation. His name saves us. Good Friday is about silence, yes. It's about sorrow, that's true. But it's also about salvation, which, again, seems not to be a good thing given the weight of the day, but it's actually the door to resurrection life. I believe that these are the kinds of moments that we should also not shield our children from, no matter their age. This is a day to lean into the power that these truths hold. As parents, I want to encourage those of you that are with us today, with your children, to boldly lead your family through the significance of this day, this life-changing day, and the reality that comes with it. They need it as much as we do. Today, we're looking at the name above every name, the name that the world mocked, but the heavens exalted. Get your Bibles, turn with me to the book of John. Let's look at chapter 19, verses 16 through 22. It says this, "Then Pilate turned Jesus over to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus away. Carrying the cross himself, he went to the place of the skull." In Hebrew, Golgotha, or Calvary. "There they nailed him to the cross. Two others were crucified with him, one on either side with Jesus between them. And Pilate posted a sign on the cross that read, 'Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews,'" almost in a mocking way and yet a very prophetic way when it came to its truth. Verse 20, "The place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Hebrew, Latin, and Greek, so that many people could read it. Then the leading priest objected and said to Pilate," these guys were not happy, "you need to change it. Change this title that you have on there, the King of the Jews, to maybe change it to, 'He said I'm the King of the Jews.'" But Pilate replied, "No, what I have written, I have written." Now let's jump down to verse 28 of the same chapter. It says, "Jesus knew that his mission was now finished. And to fulfill scripture, he said, 'I am thirsty.' A jar of sour wine was sitting there, so they soaked it in a sponge and put it on a hyssop branch and held it up to his lips. When Jesus had tasted it, he said, 'It is finished.' Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit." Incredible suffering, incredible weight. There's no more horrible way to die than this. But here in this moment, we see three key things regarding his name. The first is the humility of his name. Jesus humbled himself to the point of death willingly. Wasn't forced by the Father, he willingly went. He didn't just suffer for the world. He took your sin, he took my shame, and he carried them to the cross. Philippians 2, verses 7 to 8 says, "Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness." This was God who now made himself in the form of a man. "And being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross." So we see the humility of his name. Second thing we see is the sacrifice behind his name. You know, whatever label that you have carried in your life, whether it's failure or fear or guilt, the cross demonstrates the power in his name to remove those labels forever. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5 says, "But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed." His life for yours. He laid it down so that you could pick it up. And then finally, we see the exaltation of his name. You see, the name that was mocked at the cross is the same name, the very same name that saves us. And on Sunday, that name will call to us all to follow him deeper, or to perhaps follow him for the first time. Philippians, the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 9 to 11 says, "Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." It was on Calvary's rugged cross, that the brutal price for our salvation was paid in full. There would be no resurrection Sunday without going through the pain that he endured on this day, the pain that this day truly represents, that sacrifice. There would be no new life without going through the way, the truth, and the life to experience it. Today we're going to take time as a church family to receive communion as a church family. As Jesus took the time with his disciples as the time of the cross neared. So for those of you that are at home, gather some emblems, wine and crackers or juice, whatever you're comfortable with. We want you to be a part of this moment. Those of you that are in the house, you have the emblems with you today. Today we're going to pause. We're going to pause and experience our love to God for sending his son, the thing he prized most, to lay down his life so that we in turn, like I said, could pick ours up and live it, to live the new life that he promised us, because his name saves. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, it says, because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, his blood poured out on the altar of the cross. Because of that, the Message translation, it says, we're a free people, free of penalties and punishments chalked up by all our misdeeds. And not just, I love this, not just barely free either, abundantly free. That's the price that he paid for. The only way that we can experience eternal life is by knowing personally the eternal Savior. And the only way that we can know him is by accepting the free gift of forgiveness through Jesus Christ, through what he has done. He is the way, the truth, and the life. The one who paid for it all on Calvary's cross of redemption. What can wash away my sin? What can make me whole again? Nothing. Nothing that I can do. Nothing that you can muster up. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Now, whether you're here in the house today or joining us from home or traveling, maybe you're in a hotel room, wherever you are, I'd like to invite you all to join us as we take the time to remember what he did for us, that we slow everything down and we prepare ourselves to receive the emblems that are symbolic of his broken body and blood. On the night before Jesus would lay down his life and be put to death on the cross, he had supper with those that he loved so much. He had took time with his disciples. He said, this bread and this wine represent my body, my blood, broken and shed for the forgiveness of your sins, that you can experience new life through me. 1 Corinthians 11, 23 to 24, the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's receive together. You know, God the Father had a plan for your salvation long before you even knew you needed one. That's how far back it goes, before creation itself. He could have stopped the suffering of his son, what he was going through on the cross. He could have brought it all to a halt, send down angels and just level the playing field. But you know what? He was going to see his plan through, even if it cost him what he held so dearly. Passion of the Christ is seen in his willingness to sacrifice everything, all of it, for you and I to live not just free, not just as the scripture said, barely free, but abundantly free. 1 Corinthians 11, 25 through 26 says, in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. Let's receive. Father, we thank you as we receive these emblems for what you did for us. That your body was broken, your blood was shed for us, So today we receive that new life in you. We receive healing as we receive communion together. Because, Lord, we know that the good work you've started, you are faithful to see it through to its completion. You know, Jesus is our point of entry to knowing the Father. And because of his sacrifice on the cross, we can personally know the way, the truth, and the life. And so we don't need to wait till Easter Sunday, although some will make that commitment on that day. You can pray that prayer today. And I want to encourage you to do that. I want to encourage you that if you feel like that God is speaking to you, I want you to know he loves you. And he gave his son to pay for the price, for the forgiveness of your sins, so that you could know him. If that's you today, I want to pray with you. I want to pray for those of you that may be recommitting yourself to Christ. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, I thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for paying for my sin and securing my place with you in eternity. On this great Friday, I accept you in my life and your free gift of forgiveness. I love you, Lord, and I choose to follow you always. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen, church. Have an amazing day, and we look forward to seeing you all as we celebrate together on Easter Sunday. Come and bring your friends. Let's believe for good things. We'll see you there.